Irregardless, Miami's version of regardless. An example would be, irregardless, I'm going on the boat on Saturday.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Folks, it has been, it's been a minute, but I'm back. It took some time off for a bunch of reasons, but I'll get into that in a moment. If you were listening to the sound of my voice, first of all, thank you so much for listening to Radio Regardless. You're listening one of two ways. You're listening through my Facebook site because we're broadcasting live and we've always broadcasted live. And the second way you can listen is through the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show, available through podbean.com. Just go to podbean.com, type in Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, and you will see the site right there. And then all you got to do is click on whatever format that you want to use, whether it's iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, is that still a thing? But there's literally a plethora of platforms to purchase. You don't have to purchase. It's all free. It doesn't matter. So as I always start the show the same way, but we got some big news. As I always start the show the same way, with the happening now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
That's it.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
So, because I haven't done a show in a while, I've been working on some stuff with the technology end of it. That's the first thing, first and foremost. And we are not a video podcast, but since we are on Facebook, you know, instead of just listening to it, some people just listen to it and other people want to watch the show. And speaking of that, let me open one of these many windows. We've got a ton of people on tonight, folks. I can't even thank you enough. This is fantastic. I'm going to reformat the show. The show is going to be different again. Just about every 3-4 years or so, the show has undergone a change. And the past couple years, it's okay. Like, I've liked the format and I've kind of introduced some other stuff, but literally I haven't added so much more content. Like, every once in a while I will throw something in where if I have a guest, I'll play a game with them where I'll actually have to write that part of the show. But then I thought, you know, I'm just pretty much just ranting for some of it. The monologue is fun, you know. What in the good God is that? It was just a thunderstorm, so I had to have the windows open. But hopefully that won't be. Yeah, let me shut the window.
Never. Always.
It doesn't matter how often I change the format. The show is still the show. Anyway. Yikes-a-yikes-a-matic. Here, let me open this up since I got it here. Let's do this. Open new tab. And we're here. Oh, boop, 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 boop. And let's go to my page. Because I want to be able to read the comments. And that's another thing I'm trying to do. I'm trying to integrate the comments into one thing. Oh, Paul's on. Okay. Jason Merrill. Holy dog shit. Good for you, man. Thanks for being back. Jason has been a guest. Paul's been a guest. My brother's been a guest. Everybody's been a guest. So when I have a guest, I usually add the game or I write the content. But for the most part, all I'm doing is kind of going through, you know, just kind of blah. And I realize that I need a little bit more structure. I need a little structure. And I used to do it. And when I first started, there was a script out and there was bullet points and all that stuff. And then over the years with, you know, some shows have guests and some shows don't have guests. So the formats kind of floated around and changed a little bit. So really what I'm interested in is being more structured and putting this somewhere. I know the show's been going on for 10 years and I've 200 and today's 271 shows. And a lot of the shows have been absolutely amazing, so much fun. And some of the shows unstructured and just flip-flop play. So I don't need that. So what I'm actually trying to do is I'm trying to redo it. And that's what I'm hoping for. So I got new ideas for format. I got new ideas for content. I got new ideas for structure. And as a matter of fact, the original bit, it's bits and clips. Here we go. Let's see, USUA. So originally, I did this commercial, and it was a promo for the United Saxophone Solos of America or something like that, which I thought was really funny. But in this day and age, you can't use copywritten stuff anymore. So this is the original promo.
From 1981 to 1992, saxophone usage in songs were 9 out of 10. However, since 1993, modern-day songs featuring saxophones have decreased 87%. Because of this, most of today's saxophones have been abandoned, and some, homeless. At the United Saxophone Usage of America, we provide songs for saxophones. For just pennies a day, you can help these instruments desperately in need. Meet Kenny. Falling on tough times, he performs in adult films. Thanks to your contributions, he is playing in the rendition of Grease for the Robin Kowalski Middle School. Our mission at USUA is to get saxophone usage back to what it was over two decades ago. Please give to the United Saxophone Usage of America, because we can all use a little more sax.
Okay, now that's the original promo. And I did that years ago, and it took me so long because I had to find AI, I had to find text generating words and then kind of put it together. And you couldn't do it easy. Now, with the beauty of AI, I have redone the promo. So, folks, this is the new 2023 United Saxophone Usage of America promo.
From 1951 to 1992, saxophone usage in songs was 9 out of 10. However, modern-day songs featuring saxophones have decreased 87%. Because of this, most of today's saxophones have been abandoned and even homeless. At the United Saxophone Usage of America, we provide songs for saxophones. For just pennies a day, you can help these instruments desperately in need. Meet Kenny. Falling on tough times, he was forced to perform in adult films. Thanks to your contributions, he is now playing for the Robin Kowalski Middle School's rendition of Grease. Our mission at USUA is to get saxophone usage back to what it was over two decades ago. Please give to the United Saxophone Usage of America, because we could all use a little more sax.
So that's the 2023 version. When this show started, it was, you know, it sounded good for what it was, and it's, you know, creative. And the writing part of it is what I used to do all the time. And now I'm not writing as many promos. I'm not putting many things together. And I'm going through all the stuff. And I'm trying to figure out how I can make the show pop, the show be fun. Fun. That's all I want to do. Fun.
Fun, baby.
Tonight's kind of a stream of consciousness kind of thing. Because I realize that my structure is a couple bullet points and a couple things here and there. And then I do really well. So here's a couple things that I heard. And the way that I write jokes in my stand-up is situational. I hear something and then I say something. Very rare. There's maybe 15% of my jokes have been written. Like sit down, write them, concept, premise. Usually they come out on my mouth. And then what I do is I hone them and kind of put them into a format. So I'm going to try to do something a little like that with this show. Here's a couple stories that I kind of found interesting. They found a rabid woodchuck in Massachusetts. Now, here's the thing. How do you know I mean, how do you know? Because it was alive. And I don't know if they caught it or if they just found out it was rabid. But it's a woodchuck. I got a woodchuck living in my yard next door. The neighbors, there's a hole the size of the Grand Canyon. And every once in a while, this giant rat just comes out of it. And I say to my wife, I go, she's like, oh, it's so cute. I go, it could be the rabbit one. I don't know. It could be. What big fangs on this? It's, you know. So that's happened in Massachusetts. So pretty much it's the end of the human race. It just is. I mean, a squirrel getting rabies, we hear that, or a dog or a cat or something. But woodchucks, what the hell is going on? We had a good run, though. You know, philosophy, pyramids, tic-tac. I fucking hate tic-tac. Here's something else. This was very strange, and I didn't even know this until I found out about it in a posting. Do you know there is an entire list of baby names that are literally banned in New England? There's specific rules in Maine, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts. But there are baby names that are banned. Okay, so of course you can't name the kid vulgarity or stuff like that, or ethnic insensitivity or indecent. But let's see, according to Vogue magazine, some of the strangest names like Y or Pilot Inspector with a K make the list of unusual names. Let's start with the state laws. New Hampshire, the first, middle, and last name cannot exceed 100 characters. Meanwhile, they're fucking vanity plates everywhere in that state, and they have seven characters on all the... But yet a baby's name can't go more 100. Anyway, the first, middle, and last name cannot see 100 characters. So out of the three names, they can't. Fudge-a-saurus. Here we go. In Maine, you don't have any restrictions except the nationally banned list. Did you know there's a nationally banned list? I'll get to that in a minute. Meanwhile, Massachusetts only allows letters found in a standard English keyboard, according to Baby Name Quest. This means if you're thinking about naming your baby, and I'm not joking, exclamation point, what's the star? I don't even know what that is. The star, just the star. It's a semicolon. You can't name your baby semicolon. Like, it can't be a symbol. No semicolon. No, no, not that star. You know, it's just a star. It's the symbol formerly known as Prince. Or a plus with a minus under it. Then you're out of luck. Now, that seems to be a given. But remember, Elon Musk and his wife named their baby. And do you know what the baby's name is? A-E. But the A and the E, the thing, that, and then A12, according to Vogue article. Wait a minute. First of all, Elon Musk, he's reproducing? Son of a bitch. He's cloning himself. Who the fuck we can? Now, as far as the list of names that are banned across the country, according to the U.S. birth certificates, you cannot name your baby King, Queen, Jesus Christ, 3, Santa Claus, Majesty, what's this? Mystery? I can't even read it. Is it mystery? Oh, it's mystery. M-I-S-T-R-I. Insert the N-word here. Adolf Hitler, Messiah, at for an email, or 1069. Some of these names are banned just because of court cases. The Western world is totally fucked. Because of the court case initiated by a single person or parents, which led to a nationwide ban. You can read more about these names in an article, of course, on the Huffington Post. If you want to see a list of the names banned of the world, click here. And I can't. Oh, there I can. Can I do it? Allow. Yes, I can. Baby names that are illegal around the world. Of course, Adolf, Hitler, Germany, Adolf Hitler's band in Germany, Malaysia, Mexico, and New Zealand. Let's say. Reason why it's banned? It's offensive. Here we go. Second, Akuma. You can't do that in Japan. It means the devil. Come on. First of all, in Mexico, you can't name them Sonora.
Shake, 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 Sonora.
Which means all powerful in Mexico. That's going to be my stage name. Saudi Arabia, you can't Amir, because Amir is a name for a prince, so you can't do that. My name is Prince. Portugal, Ashanti, which is the name of a tribe of people originally from Ghana. The reason? The Portuguese government banned on this name doesn't have anything to do with the early 2000s singer. What? Oh, I just got that. Yikes. Anyway, I want to read more. Australia, you cannot name your child Bonghead. One can only assume it means someone with a water pipe for a noggin. Reason? It's offensive. Not to some people who they smoke the weed. You're not supposed to name your baby. You have to wait until the baby identifies. Yeah, that's the symbol, the A and the E. Yeah, it's not Prince. Anyway, let's see. Oh, my God. Sweden, you can't name your baby BRFXXCCXXMNPCCCLLMMNPRXVELMNCKSSQLBBLLLL6.
Auto-destruct sequence armed.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put this article right in the chat. Because I can't go through it anymore. It is god awful weird. Boom. Check it out yourself, folks. So I'm just trying to have fun. That's what I want to do. So I'm thank you, folks, for joining me. Here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my only break. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you what I got going on over the next couple of weeks. So stick around. You are listening to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. I'll be back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Loyal listeners of Radio Regardless, my name is Paul Kravitz. Yes, that Paul Kravitz. Mark, I would like to invite your listeners to watch my show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. right here on Facebook Live. If you like the show, perhaps you'll consider subscribing to the Paul Report on any of the following: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. That's the Paul Report, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And folks, it's been a fun show. I'm just trying to get some traction going. So let me tell you what I got going on over the next couple weeks. Let's see. This Friday, June 16th, I will be doing a private event at Shirley Meadows, which sounds like a porn star, but it's not. I think it's an elderly facility. So it could be a porn place too. I don't know. Saturday night, June 17th, I'll be at the Old Chatham RV Campground in Chatham, Massachusetts. That's down the Cape. I'm looking forward to that, even though it's a long ride, but it's a Saturday, not a Friday. Which is much better. And coming up next weekend, Thursday, June 22nd, which is I'll be doing a show at Chunky's, a special show in Chunky's Manchester. And then that Saturday night, I'll be at the Augusta Civic Center in Augusta, Maine. So, folks, as always, If you want to be a sponsor or if you want to be a guest, call the hotline 978-219-9294. You can email the show, radioirregardless@gmail.com. Go to markscalia.com, check out my website. And folks, we will be back probably June 28th or July 5th. We'll see you.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast and recorded live. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2023, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by visiting podbean.com, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello.